We thank you for tuning in today. Hope we find you blessed. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask him for his blessing here today. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I ask that you would just touch the hearts of those that receive the message from the Word of God today. As we teach from your Word, let it be anointed from our lips, anointed to be received by the ears and hearts and intellects and the spirits of those that would receive it. God, grant it, and we'll give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to talk on the subject now. Now is the time. The Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes, real plainly, and I'm going to take the time to read that. I'm going to read it real quickly. But it lists all the times that God grants here. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens. This is verse 1, chapter 3 of Ecclesiastes, and then we're going to cover down through verse 8 real quickly. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill, a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. God covers so many understandings in this. And he set these times, and these times are before us. And the times we have, what are we going to do with the time that is before? Now is the time, according to the Word of God. Now means at the present time or immediately. Immediately means without delay. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. In John, in the 5th chapter, if we cover the understanding of those verses there from chapter 5 and verse 2 through verse 9, we find here a tremendous story of something that was taking place. And we go and look in the Gospel of St. John in chapter 5 in verse 2. We find the story here starting in verse 2. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. And it goes on to explain, and there laid a great multitude of impotent people, a blind, halted, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For the angel went down at a certain season in the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole, and whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in this case. He said unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise up, take up thy bed, and walk. Verse 9, and immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. Of course, now they had a, you know, a real major problem there, and come against him because it was on the Sabbath and heal at the Sabbath. But notice, here at the pool of Bethesda, this man had been sick for 38 years. Then the angel would trouble the water, and the first one would step in would be made whole. He explained it had no man, but Jesus saw him, naturally had a compassion, and he asked him, "Will thou be made whole?" And Jesus said to him, "Arise, take up a bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. This is what I'm talking about now. Now faith is. Now is the time to receive the gospel. Now is the time to accept Jesus Christ. Now is the time. Let's look at Luke in the 9th chapter, and you have to read the whole story down through about verse 17. But let me give you the highlights of this thing. Here the disciples, come to Jesus, and he spoke of the healing. And the day went by, the disciples wanted to send the people away. It had been great healings, great miracles. They just want them to be sent away. But he said unto them, "Give them something to eat." This is down in verse 13. And they said, "We have only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And I'm talking about now. I'm talking about right at the moment. Jesus fed 5,000. How did he do it? He took and set them down in 50s in verse 14. And then, as they were set down, explained in verse 14 and 15 and verse 16, then he took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and looked up to heaven and blessed them and brake and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And as we understand the story, and he fed all this 5,000, and the Bible says that he took up 12 baskets of fragment after these men had all eat. That's what I'm talking about now. God is able to do it now. He's able to heal now. He's able to save now. In the Gospel of St. Matthew, we're looking here at the 17th chapter and starting out in verse 24. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, "Does not your master pay tribute?" He said, "Yes." And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented them, saying, "What thinkest thou, Simon, of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers?" Peter said unto them, "Of strangers." Jesus said unto them, "Then are the children free? Notwithstanding, we should offer them, 'Go thou to the sea and cast a hook and take up a fish that first cometh up, and when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money, and take and give unto them for me and thee.'" Here's another situation where Jesus acted now, and he simply performed a miracle. Tax collection was demanded. The tax is what Peter had said. And then in this understanding, we find, it was asked the question, "Does not your master pay tribute?" Jesus said, Go to the sea, cast a hook, take up the first fish that you come up, open his mouth, you will find a piece of money, take it, and, give that for me and thee. He was always able to fulfill the supernatural, and it's really supernatural when he transfers an old sinner, like I was, like you was, into the new transformation comes through grace. And it's just so marvelous to see what God can do and see the mighty power of God's hand that moves. Here in these, and there are many, many situations, just the healing of the man at the pool Bethesda, the feeding of the 5,000, and here the coin in the mouth. These are just 3 illustrations. I could go scripture after scripture and take text after text of where he immediately turned. For instance, he turned the water into wine. And you can just think of situation after situation where Jesus acted right then. And I'm telling you, he will save you right now. If you come to him, if you give your heart to him, he will save you. Let's look in 2 Corinthians in chapter 6 and verse 2. It reads to this understanding, "For he said, I have heard thee in a time except, and in the day of salvation I have succorned thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." And how much truer it is today, and how much closer it is than the hour when we first believed. We need to give it all to the Lord. If you're a sinner, now is the time to give your heart to the Lord. If you're a backslider, now is the time to come back to the Lord. If you're a person that needs healing, here in these scriptures, he healed the multitudes. He healed the man at the pool of Bethesda in John 5, 2 through 9. The people there were the fishes and loaves in Luke, the 9th chapter, in those verses were that multitudes he was healing, and also he fed them. He is there for you when you call upon his name. Bible said, "Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And if you'll call upon him today, he will save you. He will grant you salvation. And those that are afflicted with cancers and arthritis and all kind of different diseases, and you know, things have just been on a rampage this year. They've been like his Lyme disease. You turn around, everywhere you turn, somebody's got a case of that, and just disease after disease seems to be coming out of the woodwork. Now is the time to be healed. Now is the time to trust God. Now is the time to call upon God. And this teaching today simply is just for that reason, to give you an understanding that now God is able to do them. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. It takes, believing God. It takes trust in God. It takes acknowledging him. And, you know, we've got to know that we need a Savior before we can be saved. We've, the well man don't need a physician. And if you got plenty of money, you don't need a financial miracle. But I'm sure there's multitudes that are listening today that you need a miracle. You need to be saved. You need to be healed. You need to be delivered. You need a financial miracle. There's a lot of people working 2 and 3 jobs. A lot of the cuts on different things, and a lot of places only working people 24 hours to meet some of the new laws under this new health care program. And we've seen more in our food lines coming in to get boxes of food. The lines are just lining up out the door a lot of days. And all this is just times that God has predicted it's going to come. Now is the time. Today is the day of salvation. This is the time you need to call upon God. We need to give our hearts totally to him. The Bible tells us in the days of famine, you know, the righteous are going to be satisfied. And we need to just act now. Don't put it off. It's not something we need to put off to next week, next month, or next year. But we need to trust God today. We need to call on God today. We need to give our heart to God today. Our life is just like a vapor that appeareth for a while and vanishes away. Life is like water spilt on the ground. We don't have no promise of tomorrow. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just telling you the facts. Read the obituaries. Look and see. Get the paper in the morning. People are dying of all ages, not just old people, but the young people, middle-aged people. Death has no limitation of what age person it takes. Death is a thief. It is an enemy. Christ must rule and reign till he puts down the last enemy, which is death. And we have power over death through Christ but we've got to come to him and we've got to act now. So I say today, now is the time. Could we pray? Lord, in the name of Jesus, as men and women seek your face today, as the backslider comes home, as the sinner acknowledges you, and God, as men and women are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, God, also the one needs miracle, need healing, whatsoever they need, let them find it at the foot of the cross, because, Lord, I believe that now is the time. God, grant it, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you till we come to you in the next teaching.